Welcome to KJAN Sports, another one of our interviews with the Riverside Boys basketball head coach, Nick Crone. Coach, thank you for giving us your time, and how's your day been so far?
That's been pretty good. It's a Monday on the last full week of school, so there's a lot going on.
Absolutely. And starting off, Coach, what have you liked from your 4-1 squad so far?
I think I've seen quite a bit of resilience. We've had quite a few people step up at different times. We've had a good job from our seniors. But then also, you know, we have freshmen and sophomores kind of line up our rotation. And I think kind of the grittiness and some of the big shots and ability to kind of, you know, step up in a varsity contest has been great.
What did you learn from your from your team's win on Friday, 66-61 over Missouri Valley?
Well, I think we learned a lot about grittiness. They really challenge us, Mo Valley does, offensively. You know, they have a little bit of size. Dane Jansen and Brody Lager are two really great players in our conference. So, you know, we went man, and they really challenged us in the post. We went zone, and they got loose on a couple threes. Brody and Mason hit some threes. So we went back man, and we just personnel, I think. We had to change some matchups. You know, we had to put some, you know, they tried to go in the post second half to Brody because we put Cole Jepson, he's a freshman, on him, but Cole, you know, answered the bell big time, getting to the front and just really challenging him down there. And, you know, we put Grady onto Dane. He kept him in front. And I thought Owen Fenner did a really good job on Mason, not letting him get free. So we had a bunch of other guys step up as well. And then Peyton Amdor had a big shot there at the end when it was tied 61-61 to put us up three and keep the lead for good. So learned quite a bit about just matchups and schematics defensively and different rotations. Yeah, then we had different people step up on offense to give us a W.
Grady Jepson has 142 points through five games. What would you say makes him so dynamic?
I think his ability to learn. For 4 years, he's learned a ton. I mean, we put stuff into his game every summer. I know he's watching moves, different moves, whether it's Instagram or TikTok. I know that was a big thing for him for a while. But he's able to just take new things and implement them into his game. I know we talked a lot about the mid-range and post-up game. We haven't gotten too much into the post-up moves yet, but he's, you know, since his freshman year, from the shots to the pull-ups to the dribble moves, finishing around the basket, he's worked really hard. And he's able to implement stuff that he sees, and he has the desire and the work ethic to put into his game and then apply it to his game. So that's been really special to watch. Now this year he's had a really good year in the weight room. His back is healthy, so you're seeing Grady at full strength, whereas last year, you know, he had to sit out pretty much December with the back issue he had, and then, you know, he came back and finished up really strong last year, and this year even more so.
Who else has impressed you with their work ethic so far in the year?
Mason McCready's been huge for us. His numbers are up. His efficiency numbers are up. He had a big game. The last two games, he's had big games for us. So I've been really impressed with that. You know, he worked really hard on shooting, and his numbers, he's about doubled some of his percentages from the field. That's really helped us. He's really scrappy defensively. He's up over three rebounds a game. I think he's been really fun to watch. Cole Jepson's just super gritty. Defensively, he's just kind of a stalwart. And, you know, for a freshman, it's fun to watch. He's got kind of that chippiness and, you know, don't back down from anybody, as evidenced on Friday. Dawson Henderson's come in and give us a real nice plug to kind of round out a rotation here the last couple weeks. Peyton Amdor's hit a bunch of big shots. I think he's had multiple games of 3 3-pointers now. Owen Fenner kind of does. He's just really stable. You know, he hit a shot or two, but defensively he's able to move quickly. He understands our defensive concepts and schematics really well. Very rarely will you find him in the wrong place offensively or defensively. So, you know, you get that from freshmen's pretty outstanding. And then Garrett and Kyler have done a nice job being seniors, helping us round out a rotation. So I've seen a little bit from everybody as we steadily improve. And, yeah, they've all done a great job.
Speaking of improving, what else would you like to see this Bulldog basketball team improve on?
Well, I think our zone defense hasn't yielded us too much prosperity yet. We kind of installed a little bit of a new zone this year. We knew we were in a position. We may be kind of disadvantaged in terms of height and size. So we knew there's times where you have to kind of vary what you're doing on your man defense while you're doubling front and digging down. But then also trying to put some stuff in zone-wise and maybe extending full court. Those are things we're still working on. I'm hoping we can get in and out of those situations where we could maybe press a little bit. We could maybe set up some trapping type stuff. We're not quite there yet, but I'm hoping after Christmas we can get that going.
And what are your thoughts on Tuesday's matchup against Audubon?
I mean, seen him on film in a couple games. Edward Miller creates matchup problems for us. We'll have to talk tonight, me and Coach Jepson, just about our matchups that we're going to go into tomorrow with. I know the Steckler's back out for basketball, and I think he's done some nice things. So it'll be at Audubon. It's always a challenge when you go up there. You know, they have a new coach, and I think he does a lot of smart things there with that team. So it'll be a little bit different look. You know, when you get a new coach, there's some new defense. It looks like they run some zone defense, but I always preparing for some kind of junk defense on Grady. He's special enough. He garners a lot of attention, whether that's box and one or triangle and two or zone defenses where they kind of pinch off, you know, him getting to the basket. So kind of prepare for everything tonight that we might see. But, you know, we've had some really good games with them over the last 2-3 years that go into the postseason, regular season. Last year we split with them. I know we beat them pretty decent up at Audubon, but they got us with that. I think it went viral, that play where that 4-point play at the end of the game to beat us. We were up 3, and he turned around and hit a shot from the volleyball line to beat us. So, I'm anticipating a really good game again. I'm excited to go.
All righty. That is the Riverside Boys Basketball Head Coach Nick Crone joining us here on KJAN Sports. Coach, thank you again for your time.
Yeah, and thanks for the coverage. Really appreciate it.